because let's face it, we're screwing around with media here.
Yeah, right.
We're screwing around with when I go out on stage, I'm screwing around with the idea of a few people talking to vocalizing to a tremendous number of people at some points, or at least a few hundred people, anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand. Now, when you screw around with those things, woe be it to he who wants to keep it all within his control. I mean, forget it. You know, it's not controllable. It's there's nothing we can depend on anymore. There's nothing we should want to depend on. You know, I read a recent Cream magazine talking all about the Detroit scene and building the Detroit scene and all that. And I say, yeah, you know, I don't care about any of the scenes. I say, down with you. That's what I say. You know, down with you. It's a world that's lame, you know. There's a lame world, and it's got to be dealt with, you know. And that's not necessarily what I'm doing, but that's what I feel tonight. That's what I'm thinking about tonight.
We have to stop for a second, because I have to say that this is WABX in Detroit, mighty radio station high atop the David Stott Building in Detroit. Here is just a manifestation of the lameness of the world I think he was talking about.
Are we really living in the age of the big rip-off? Well, there's one easy way to find out.
St. Mary Abbott's Hospital say Hendricks died shortly after he was brought there this morning. We asked the hospital about the cause of Hendricks' death.
We do not know, I'm sorry to say, where or how or why he died, and the matter has now been referred to the coroner.
One report says Jimi Hendrix had apparently taken an overdose of drugs. He was 24.
In London today. The 25-year-old Hendrix was taken to St. Mary Abbott's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. A hospital spokesman said the cause of death is still unknown and the case is being turned over to a coroner. Some critics had considered Hendrix the world's best electric guitarist. His first group, The Experience, broke up some time back. Hendrix had been touring Britain with another band. A lot of people are calling us and asking us to confirm the rumor. The rumor is true. 25-year-old Jimi Hendrix was pronounced dead this morning in London at St. Mary Abbott's Hospital. We're trying to work out some more details and get more information, and we will have more information. So you just stay right where you are, and we'll see if we can't get more of that information to you about that situation.
It happened this morning in London. WKNR-FM correspondent Jerry King files this report.
A year ago, Jimi Hendrix was quoted as saying, "When I die, I want people to play my music, go wild and freak out and do anything they want to." Now Hendrix, the frizzy-haired American Negro Indian, considered by many to be the world's top pop jazz guitarist, is dead. Death occurred apparently in an ambulance on the way to hospital after his girlfriend discovered him in a coma. Unknown in America 4 years ago, Hendrix came to Britain and made it to the top. Leading a group called the Jimi Hendrix Experience, he had hits with songs like Hey Joe and Purple Haze. In 1968, he won Billboard's Artist of the Year award and gained a similar award from Playboy magazine last year. His was considered by many to be the star turn at the Woodstock Festival last year, where he played his version of a Star-Spangled Banner. Jerry King, London.
Police sources in London say Hendrix died of an apparent overdose of drugs, but hospital spokesmen say, quote, we don't know where or how or why he died. The matter has been referred to the coroner. Hendrix had been staying at the Cumberland Hotel in London while touring Europe with his band. He was first thought to be dead on arrival at the hospital, but doctors who examined him later said he lived for about an hour after admission.